Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau has recently made its largest donation in the organization's history to Kansas State University's College of Agriculture. Today, and to talk about that, we're joined by Kansas State University's president, Richard Linton, and Kansas Farm Bureau CEO, Terry Holdren. Thank you both gentlemen for taking the time to join us today.
Happy to be here today.
Yeah, thanks, Shelby. We're glad to have the chance to talk about this.
And Terry, we're going to get started with you here today. Can you talk about the donation that Kansas Farm Bureau made to the Kansas State College of Agriculture?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very excited a couple of weeks ago to announce a $5 million pledge to the College of Agriculture and Kansas State University to benefit their agriculture innovation initiative. And as we, you know, learned about the initiative and came to understand the purpose, the opportunity, and really the game-changing nature of what the college and President Linton were proposing to do, we knew, the Kansas Farm Bureau board knew, that this was the right place for us to be, the right opportunity and the right moment to create some really positive momentum and positive change that will impact the future of agriculture in Kansas for decades to come.
Terry, as I'm sure you know, the mission of Kansas Farm Bureau is to strengthen agriculture and the lives of Kansans through advocacy, education, and service. As this is such a big donation from Kansas Farm Bureau, how do those line up with one another?
Yeah, like you mentioned, largest contribution we've ever made in the history of the organization, 104 years, if you're counting. We think this contribution really ticks every aspect of that mission statement. So if you look at the mission statement, you know, we usually start with advocacy. Obviously, as the industry moves forward, we need advocates for agriculture. Now, that can look different across what folks might be trained at Kansas State University. So we need communicators who are great advocates for the industry of agriculture and food and processing, all of those things in the communications field. We need folks who are elected officials who will advocate on behalf of the industry. We need members who understand the aspects of the impact and intersection of policy and the things that they do every day on the farm. So the opportunity to impact that advocacy component is huge. Obviously, you know, Kansas State University is the premier land grant institution, oldest operational university in the country, I've heard. And of course, our go-to institution in the state of Kansas. So from an educational perspective, if we are going to equip a workforce and build and fuel a talent pipeline that will meet the needs of agriculture across that spectrum of production to processing to consumption, right? It's going to take students who are prepared, who are equipped, who are encouraged, and who are ready to go to work and hit the ground running. And that's what this initiative will do, what the project, what we believe it will do and know it will do. And then if you look at the service aspect of this thing, right? The other thing that is important about this project, I believe, and I think the president will talk about it when you turn the mic to him in a second, or just, you know, teeing that up for him right now. But the service aspect of things and the mission of Kansas State University as a land grant connected to a research and extension arm gives us a huge opportunity to put on the ground tools that our members, producers, can use every day on their operations. So it's applied, it's active, it's live research, right, that we can use every day to benefit production agriculture. That's the other part of this that really is exciting and is forward thinking, and we're super thrilled to be a part of and look forward to seeing come to fruition.
Rich, Terry mentioned about this plan and how they've been talking. The pledge is to support the university's agricultural infrastructure plan. Could you talk about what all that entails?
Sure. The agricultural infrastructure is really the modernization of 5 different buildings or facilities, 3 new facilities and 2 facilities that are going to be renovated on our campus. So Call Hall and Weber Hall will be modernized and rejuvenated and re-energized and modernized. And then there'll be a new building in between those 2 existing buildings with the focus on grain and milling science and the connection to food science. 2 additional buildings will be built on our agronomy research farm to support row crop agriculture. And if you think about it, the goal here is to be able to really melt together the most important, the most high priority needs for agriculture in Kansas, which are food animal, food science, agronomy, grain science and milling, and row crop agriculture, things that are really important to Kansas State University. And in addition, these 5 buildings in total will incorporate almost 60% of all the students in the College of Agriculture. And we talk about this with kind of three main thought processes or goals. One is relevance, the other is strengths, and the third one is assets. If you think about relevance, it gets back to Terry's recent comments about what is the purpose of a land-grant university. The purpose of a land-grant university is to be a university for the people. And when we're talking about for the people, that's research innovation, that's our stakeholders and communities and farmers and the agricultural industry, as an example, and it's also for our students. And so as we build out these facilities, we are asking our stakeholders and our students, what do you need from us that will serve Kansas first and have a national and global impact? The second piece is certainly building on the current strengths that we have at K-State. We're number one in the world when it comes to grain and milling science. We're very high in the world when it comes to animal disease and animal diagnostics, and also with biodefense, whether that be for animals or for food systems. We don't want to change who we are. We want to make who we are greater and stronger and better and fill in the gaps where needed. And I think the last piece here is we need to appreciate the incredible assets that we have here on the Kansas State campus and connect with those assets and help them synergistically be better. No one else in the world has an NBAF or a level four biosecurity facility for animal disease. BRI, the Wheat Innovation Center, and the International Grain Center, and a really strong veterinary science college as well. The idea is to be able to build out this initiative and this infrastructure, but tie everything together with the needs of Kansans, along with the assets that we have.
Rich, you mentioned taking what we already have and making it stronger and better. How does the support from Kansas Farm Bureau going to help make that plan come to fruition?
Well, I think about this in two ways. First and obviously is the financial piece, but that's not the most important piece, but it is very important. You know, as a college, we have a challenge to be able to raise $75 million for this project in just a few months, which is just a really tall order and a really huge challenge for our college. The $5 million pledge from Kansas Farm Bureau is critically important in helping to set a strong foundation, but also it has energized others, both individuals and agricultural organizations, to be able to give and maybe give at a higher level than they might have even anticipated themselves. But secondly, and I think far more importantly, their gift symbolizes the importance of agriculture and food systems to our state as the number one economic driver. And it's a critical sign of advocacy from them and also about what's needed to be able to help drive our agricultural economy and our state grow. And I think their spirit has been contagious and greatly appreciated.
Terry, coming back to you, what ultimately made Kansas Farm Bureau decide to make this donation?
Let me start, answer that question by taking a little history journey. I have a degree in history and political science, and there's not really much you can do with that. So we have to talk about history at some point in time, right? 104 years ago, when we were founded as an organization, the link originally was to the land-grant university, Kansas State. Our original field staff at Kansas Farm Bureau and the research and extension staff were one and the same for a number of years. We literally lived in the same office and did the same work and outreach to educate members and equip them to succeed in agriculture. There's a lot of fun stuff that happened over time, a couple court cases that ultimately led to our separation. But the point is that we have continued, even after that sort of, you know, legal and physical separation, continue to be a strong advocate for each other, continue to work together to further the land grant mission, to further the livelihood and the profitability of our members, and to be able to do great things in the advancement of agriculture in Kansas, right? So you fast forward a bit, we have been talking for years with the leadership of the university. This is a plan that was initially envisioned with, you know, a couple of deans ago in the College of Agriculture and early on in the tenure of President Meyer. So when we had those conversations with them, we were fully supportive of the plan or components of the plan at the time. When President Myers announced his retirement, we pounded the table fairly loudly with the Kansas Board of Regents to say, we've got to have a leader of this institution who understands the land grant mission, who understands agriculture, and who understands the importance of those things to Kansas. So, you know, enter President Linton in February of this year, a guy with a little bit of experience in land grant institutions and a little bit of experience in agriculture and food systems. When we met him, and literally shortly thereafter, he said, it's time to go on this project. we said, okay, like there's, you know, you get the right leader, you get the right momentum, you get the right institution. And after you've been sort of saying for years, this needs to happen as an organization, our only response really should be, yeah, let's go. How fast can we get there? Right. So, you know, the president spent time with our board, making sure that they were comfortable, that they understood the scope, the mission, the approach of the project. And ultimately, it's because of that connection we talked about earlier to our mission and to the boots on the ground application in our the lives of our members that the Kansas Farm Bureau Board decided to make this contribution and take, you know, as much of a leadership role as the president is willing to give us in making sure this project comes to fruition.
Rich, coming to you, we've talked about the students and how that can help push forward the education. How does this investment help with investing in the future of not only the students, however, but the agricultural industry and the state?
Yeah, I think I'll touch a little bit on Terry's last answer to the question, you know, relative to, 38 years is what I've got, Terry, and land-grant institutions all being involved with agriculture. And the first week of the job, I went to visit Kansas Farm Bureau, because I knew how important this was going to be to the state. It's one of the reasons that I was brought to the state of Kansas. And very quickly, we formed that relationship and started talking about the priorities and finding a pathway forward. I think when it comes to, you know, how does this investment help with investing in the future? This is an experiment that's been done at many other land grant universities really well. And so we know how the end of this equation turns out. Great space can stimulate interdisciplinary work to solve bigger problems. And by having multiple buildings that are modernized and brought together, we can form better research and education teams. Better teams can work on grand global challenges of agriculture, and most importantly, the issues that are critical for Kansans. Better solutions that are done faster will make a difference for our industry and for our economy. Better space also helps us recruit really strong faculty and helps keep the great faculty that we already have here at K-State in place. And students are simply attracted to innovation and modernized spaces and facilities. Everyone wants to be a part of a winner, and that's what we're trying to do here in the state of Kansas through this Ag Innovation Project.
Rich, you touched on it a bit of how much still needs to be raised to make the plan come to fruition and go through. Kansas Farm Bureau's $5 million donation doesn't just cover it all. How much fundraising is still necessary, and what's that timeline for the plan to become a reality on campus?
Yeah, I mentioned before in an answer to a question that this is a really tall order. $75 million need to be raised by December the 5th of this year, with an additional $50 million coming from the state in total, for a total of $125 million project. The $75 million that we need to raise in just the next 7 or 8 weeks is a great deal of money in a really short period of time. But I'm proud to say that both the agricultural industry and individual donors have already stepped up to the plate in amazing ways. We've already raised more than $50 million of the $75 million goal. And for me, it's just been incredible and inspiring. It tells us that this is the right thing to do for Kansans. And it also tells that the timing for the Agricultural Innovation Project for Kansas could not be better.
Rich, Terry, obviously you've spent a lot of time talking with each other and getting this plan to all come together. What excites you about this partnership?
Well, Terry, I'll go ahead and start, then I'll go ahead and pass it on to you. But for me, building partnerships has been the foundation of my entire career. It's what I like to do. It's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy finding ways for groups to work together to go after really big goals that perhaps they thought were not possible without partnerships that are transformational. You can't do these kinds of things alone. We recognize that. Farm Bureau recognizes that. The commodity groups and the industry and the state recognizes that. And I think that's why everyone is stepping up to the plate at this moment. And it's always better to celebrate success, I find, with many others. The key is to find the same goals and to go after it and work together to make them happen.
I couldn't have said that better myself, but I will try, because you asked me the question too, right? So this is really fundamental and foundational to what Farm Bureau is about, right? If you listen to any of us talk about the original founders of the organization, they came together because they knew that collectively their impact could be greater than if they did things alone. That's true in advocacy. That's true in educational efforts. That's true in this partnership effort at Kansas State University today. We know and are confident that the state and the industry of agriculture inside of the state can come together and do amazing work if we move forward collectively and together. That's why $50 million is already committed to the project. That's why we'll get to 75. And that's why this project will impact the state for years going forward into the future, right? You heard the president a little bit talk about grand global challenges, right? We hear them all the time from our membership. It's water. It's, you know, climate smart agriculture. It's how we better handle protein development and how we better manage our feedlot operations, our other natural resources in the state to produce more food for a growing and hungry world that's outpacing our ability right now in production. This kind of project is the thing that can help us move the needle on those kinds of challenges. So we're excited to be a part of it. We are confident that it happens, and we're looking forward to all the things that will come and all the benefits that we'll see in the state and beyond.
Terry, you know, I mentioned earlier that this is not an experiment. This has been done in other places. At other places that we'd had a chance to visit and be able to meet with stakeholders around the country, we've seen in many places the return on investment for research is typically between 5x and 7x more when you have this kind of an interdisciplinary network. And that's what we're trying to do here. Think about having, you know, 5 to 7 times more resources to be able to provide solutions for our state and what that will mean for the economic viability of agriculture and food systems. That's really the goal. And if you ask me what really excites me, I know what's on the other end of this equation. And that's what excites me, because I've seen it before and I'd love to see it happen right here in Kansas.
Rich, Terry, thank you both so much for taking the time to share some more context on this donation and also all the great things that can happen with it. That was Kansas State University's President Richard Linton and Kansas Farm Bureau CEO Terry Holdren. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.